My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Takes are hot, and the coffee's even hotter.
Hot coffee?
The Mickey Plyler Show is live on the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Never thought I'd be telling you about Blue Ridge Heating and Air in December. Telling you, man, if you don't want to burn up on Christmas at your house, you got to get in touch with Blue Ridge Heating and Air. If it's going to be 74 degrees, man, which I like, and not having to worry about it. Remember Christmas a few years ago where it was like 12 degrees? About 3 years ago? It was awful. Well, that's coming. So make sure that you're ready. Blue Ridge Heating and Air.com, engineered comfort solutions. These people are awesome. We love our great friends over at Blue Ridge. Blue Ridge does a great job. I told you I am a Blue Ridge Heating and Air fan. I am a client of theirs. They do all kinds of great stuff for me. The Armstrong air unit that's made right here in the state of South Carolina, they've got a bunch of those right now, and things are going great for sales of those. The great upfront rebates, $2,000 in rebates, or 60 months, no interest financing to help you out on that end of it. Just great stuff. Triple stacking those savings right now. We love our great friends at Blue Ridge, Blue Ridge Heating and Air. Check them out online, BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. That's BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. I think we have a birthday boy on the line. Good morning, Hal. Happy birthday, buddy. How you doing?
Pretty good.
What are you, 29 this year, Hal? You celebrate your 29th birthday this year?
And I'm 65.
How? You look great to be 65. You look awesome.
Let's see. What, Mickey? I was. I think Ryan Tannehill and I once referred to Miss Beatrice Sox and pads and cleats when he was when he was with the Gamecocks with a ponytail, you know, and also. And I was wishing that Notre Dame and Clemson would have met up during the 1980s because of it had been Steve Berline versus Steve Berlin.
Oh, Berlin, I like it. I didn't think about that. I remember Steve Berlin and Steve Berline. Berlin defensive tackle at Clemson, Berline the quarterback at Notre Dame. That'd have been a good one. I like that little play on words, Hal. Hey, you got any birthday plans today?
I can't think of any, but anyway, Mickey. That football weekend and all that. If I've been around as old as the NFL, I'd be interested in the Bears Packers game because I wasn't familiar with that rivalry when growing up, and that's Washington Philadelphia. I don't like Philadelphia, but I can't stand Washington.
Yeah, no, and that game's a matter of who you don't like the least, or who you like the least rather than or who you don't like the most. Yeah, I catch myself doing that a lot. Yeah. Will you watch college football this weekend, Hal, or watch the NFL or both?
Well, bits and pieces of maybe college. I have multi-view with YouTube TV.
Yeah, yeah. So you can do multi-view. I like that. I like the multi-view stuff. Yeah, it's good stuff. Hal, man, I hope you have a great birthday today, man. Many more. 65, man. Many, many more for you. Good stuff from Hal.
How's focus on ball?
Oh, yeah. He didn't want to. No. I got ball. I got to talk about that.
Focused on ball. I respect that.
Mr. B's focused on ball. Just reading practice updates, I see that defense looks thin. Kind of reminds me of the football season that we just went through, so even more now. Do you see us making stops against Penn State? I know it's a drastic question, but I believe that we will. I'm just wondering if we'll be able to get the ball to our offense or will it be a shootout type of game. I don't know that. I'm not even familiar with all the Penn State opt-outs yet either. So I'm sure they have those. Sam, you were a little surprised when you heard the number 27 this morning.
Yeah, you know, the 27 caught me off guard, and then during the break you read me off the 27 of them, and like two of them surprised me. So I guess that kind of tracks. We've lost a lot more players throughout the year for various reasons than maybe I would have.
Here's what you got.
When you hear it, when you hear the number and you start to put into context what you've dealt with all year, you lose one or two each week. You don't think about it adding up like that, and then you hear the actual number. It's like, damn.
All right, and that's scholarship players. Okay. So you have five opt outs. You have Peter Woods, DeMonte Capehart, TJ Parker from the defensive line, Antonio Williams at wide receiver, Avion Trout cornerback. Five opt outs. You have five transfers going to the portal. In the defensive backfield, Shelton Lewis and Khalil Barnes. At linebacker, D. Creighton and Jamal Anderson. And at running back, Keith Adams Jr. So that's 10 right there. Then you go of the injured guys. Amari Adams, Logan Anderson, Jarvis Green, Jay Haynes, Braden Jacobs, Jaheim Lawson, Armon Mason, Walker Parks, also Pat Henry, Colin Sadler, Peyton Streko, Elijah Thurman, Easton Ware, Bryant Westco, Maki Williams-Lee, Wade Woodass, Ian Shefflin. 17 guys out for the game with injury, five transfers, and five opt-outs equals 27, according to my math. So I mean, like, if Penn State beat Clemson, did you beat Clemson? You don't have – You would the portal guys, I guess you still have, but you wouldn't have the opt-out guys. The injury guys would still be injured, but the opt-out guys. I mean, Woods, Parker, Terrell, those are NFL draft picks on defense. So it's a good question. I don't know if you can get the ball back or not. Those running backs playing for Penn State? Hadn't seen that yet.
I haven't even looked at who's opted out for Penn State yet. I got to imagine there will be a few. I will say as much as has driven me nuts over the last couple of years at times because of the inconsistency, it does help in bowl season to have your starting quarterback.
Yeah.
It will help. So Clemson will have their starting quarterback out there. There is going to be some familiarity, at least with the offensive side of things. I got nothing for those who question the defense. Mr. B, I don't know if they're going to get any stops. We'll see.
Yeah.
It's not like Penn State is the greatest show on turf on offense with Grunk in there. So I feel like you might be able to get stops off of that alone, but it hasn't been pretty at times, and you're pretty undermanned.
Steve Berlin, the great defensive lineman that Hal mentioned, passed away a couple of years ago. Man, it's crazy to see these guys die at such a young age. He was 60 when he passed away. So Steve Berlin, remember him, great defensive tackle here at Clemson many, many years ago now. A couple of quick things here on our Adams and Cotterfield text line. Telephone number 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Austin said, I didn't know, didn't say we're down 27 players and make the bowl season at the beginning of the season. That's an interesting concept. I don't know if the beginning of the year bowl games, maybe spring games, that might be interesting, like an exhibition. I feel like it's an exhibition season now through some of that. 5734 said, unpopular opinion, I like the BCS better than the playoffs. I like the bowl system expanding the playoffs to make it worse. There are only two teams each year that really have a shot to win the title anyway. I think this year, Sam, legitimately we have four. I might could go up to Oregon at five, but that's about it anyway.
I think I'd say four. I think I would say the top four teams. This would be a doggone good four-team playoff, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Oregon is a playoff quality football team. I think Ole Miss in normal situation would be probably a borderline playoff quality football team. I don't know. I mean, Miami, I think, is. Texas A&M, I think, is. I don't think they're national championship contenders, though. Those front four, though, I think any of them could make a pretty good case for why they could win.
Yeah. Now, we've seen that in the past, and we've seen blowouts in the past in the four-man setup or four-team setup.
Plenty. Seen plenty.
Yeah. Mark in Florence said, good morning. Listen to the app in the car on the way to Tigertown for my daughter's graduation. Mark from Florence. That's a nice ride up, knowing that you got that day today. So you go over by the Tiger, by Little John, and get your picture made. You go out to a nice lunch or dinner, and congratulations. Yeah, congratulations. Very cool stuff. Texas says, give me Penn State. Our bottom 30 couldn't play at Furman. I'm not sure they have mostly D1 players rounding out the roster. So here's what the starting lineup was going to look like, Hal. I'm not. That's Austin. Starting lineup. Let's see if we got it this way. I can do it like this. So at quarterback, obviously, you're going to have Kay Klubnik. At running back, you're going to have Adam Randall and Davidson is a mummy. So you're fine there.
Full strength for the most part for what you've had this year.
At wide receiver, you're going to have Moore. You'll have Smith. You'll have Turner. You'll have Tyler Brown.
T.J. Moore's getting the football a lot.
maybe you might see some Preston this game as well.
That would be fun.
You're pretty much a full go. Well, also Pat Henry's out at tight end, so Betancourt, Sapp, and Brooking.
I want to see Betancourt anyway, so that's who you want to see.
I want to see Brooking too, man. I like both those guys. Betancourt and Brooking.
Get them both out there.
On the offensive line, you'll have
good luck.
Lee, Miller, Sewell, O'Connell, and Lithicum. O'Connell gets his first start. Let me give you O'Connell on the year, like snaps-wise. So that's a concern, right? If you have...
It's not a new concern, though, to be fair.
No,
this has been a concern for a few weeks now, football-wise, where a lot of opt-outs for other teams create new concerns.
This is where Sadler's injury hurts you here.
Yeah.
So O'Connell on the season... bear with me here. Find out how many plays he ended up playing this year. Got to head down here to the play chart. He's not played a whole lot. O'Connell on the season has played in 57 plays. So he played, the most he played is 17 plays. No, he played 25 plays against Furman. And he played 17 plays in the blowout win or against SMU. I didn't realize that, not the blowout win. He played 17 plays against SMU. So he's played in 57 plays so far this season. So that's your starting there. On defense, you go Denhoff and Helt at defensive end with Mayo and Watford as your backups. That's a concern. At defensive tackle, you go Burley and Green as your starters with Thompson and Schuler as your backups there. At linebacker, you go Alexander and Brown with McLeod, the main backup there. And outside of that, I guess Drew Wood as. In the secondary.
That's a resigned sigh. Get ready. Grab a drink.
Hold on a second. I got to sit down.
Take a deep breath. Your eyes.
You know, I talked about this so many years. Like when you, Sam, when I was a kid, we had this thing called methylade and mercurochrome. And I don't know why. We did this bit many times on the show, but I don't know why they thought that battery acid would feel good on your cuts. But it was this orange thing that had a dabber on it. And like I'd have a bike wreck, right? I'd lay my bike down and have this big old thing of strawberry on my hip. Or baseball, I'd slide and get a big old strawberry in your knee, right? And you come home and your mom pulls out this little orange bottle. And you've never heard of this, have you?
No.
Methylade.
This was not used on me, I do not believe.
Methylade, okay? And mercurochrome. And what this was it was battery acid combined with horse urine and razor blades and crushed glass. And he put it on this cut, right? And your natural reaction, everybody had one. One of mine was, oi, 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 like, oh, oi, oi, ow, mom, no, mom, no. But everybody's other reaction was, oh, my God. You got to do that. All right? Oh. It was awful. That's what the Clemson secondary is.
That's the safety room.
Methylade and mercurochrome.
Mom called it monkey blood.
Monkey blood. Yes. It was battery acid, monkey blood, shrapnel, crushed glass, and crushed razor blades. And battery acid, and they put that on you.
rub some dirt on it.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, Texter said blow on it.
Yes. Mercurochrome. Whoo! Texas, you just got to blow on it. Yeah, your mom's down there. She puts it on you because she knows you're about to go do it. And then she'd be like, like making sure, oh, it's okay, honey, it's okay. But she knew that she was just going to rip your entire, every bit of your feelings out and kill every nerve in your, on
Texter asks the question, did it work?
I don't know. I don't know.
Did you feel better afterwards? Certainly not.
Not
in the not in the immediate short term.
Texter said Mercurochrome would get the job done. I guess.
You're still here.
When you ran low on it, you just poured crushed glass on it. Like, that's just...
And that leads us into the personnel in our secondary.
So you'd say Hampton at one corner, Strozier at the other corner.
Hampton gap.
Gibson at nickel. Jones at one safety.
Getting some Jaden Lucas run this week, huh?
Hannafin at the other safety. Venables and Griffin as your backups. Gibson and Lucas, maybe, as your backup corners.
Play the Curb, your enthusiast. Let's play the Curb theme.
Dun, 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 dun. Except that'd be pretty, pretty, pretty bad. I don't know, man. I don't know what to do with that. Yeah, text said those little unlabeled bottles made by Granny Clampin on Bellevue Hillbillies. Yeah, they had the triple X on there. That's what it was. What's moonshine he poured on it?
For what it's worth, to try and put a positive spin on it, someone's got to play on the other side of Ashton Hampton next year. I don't know if they're on the roster right now. I would lean that I hope they're not, to be blunt with you.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling that they might be until I see someone come onto this team from the portal in that position.
Yeah.
You're going to see some auditions. This is like a glorified spring game against a real opponent for a lot of these guys. We're going to see what it looks like on the other side. Maybe Dabo learns something here from this one.
Ah, not good.
I don't know if you're going to learn good things.
No.
But
no.
The offense is pretty close. You got some guys pretty close to full strength.
not good. All right, short break. We'll come back. Love to hear from you. I'll tell you about what monkey blood. I have not heard monkey blood. Honest to goodness, I think it was monkey waste. Anyway, short break. Texter, my grandmother would pour diesel fuel on my cuts. Yeah, legitimate diesel fuel.
Texter said, good news. Our offense will go into the game with a ton of confidence after practicing against our secondary.
Texter, maybe Aaron Judge can play safety. I'd feel better about Aaron Judge.
Jazz Chisholm have any eligibility?
I'd feel better about Jazz Chisholm. Short break. We'll come back. Much more to this.
I know what you're going to hear at those holiday parties. Everyone says they'll start after the holidays. And that's exactly why most people never tackle those extra pounds at all. Right now, PhD Weight Loss is making it easy to start before the new year with a bonus designed to get you moving now. They're adding 2 free weeks to your program. That means you can ramp up during the holidays and start the new year already working towards your goal. Those 2 free weeks means you won't roll into January feeling behind. PhD's metabolic reset system teaches your body to burn fat first. No drugs, no starvation diets, no endless workouts. Just a smarter, science-based system that fits real life. And when you mention 2 weeks on the phone, they'll waive your consultation fee and pay for the cost of your food during the program. There's no reason to wait. Call PhD Weight Loss today and start 2026 already ahead. 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family-owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
Concerned about a potential gas leak at home? No worries. Fort Hill Natural Gas, your safety-focused energy provider, has you covered. Natural Gas, renowned for its safety and reliability, ensures your household comfort while it's colorless and odorless. We've added a distinctive rotten egg scent for instant leak detection. If you ever smell a gas odor, act fast and call the Fort Hill Natural Gas office immediately. For more safety tips, visit fhnga.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Bosie Boggs of the Boggs Law Firm, located in Greenville, South Carolina, but serving the upstate for over 20 years. We've always been happy to be long-term sponsors of the Mickey Plyler Show, WCCP. And just thank all the listeners who have used our firm in the past. And anyone who has a legal question in the future, don't hesitate to call us at 233-8066 or find us on the web at www.boggslawfirm.com. No case is too big or small, and I'd be happy to talk to you personally about your situation. And if I can't help you, I'll find someone that does.
If you run a business, you need video. Marketing video for your website, social media, employee training. You need Double Dog Video Productions. More than 30 years experience with clients from the largest manufacturers in the upstate to small family-owned businesses. Our mission is simple: the highest quality video production without the high prices. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
For over 25 years, Estes Heating and Air has been proud to serve our community with comfort you can count on. At Estes, we believe maintenance matters. Keeping your system running smoothly not only saves money, but also keeps your family safe and comfortable year-round. We're more than just a heating and air company. We're your neighbors, focused on meeting the needs of our community with trusted service and care. Schedule your maintenance today at estesheatingair.com. Estes Heating and Air, comfort for your home, care for your community.
Gilstrap Roofing's experienced team specializes in shingle and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 88 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstraproofing.com.
For Christmas, treat her to a special day of relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's best spa 13 years in a row. The Lilia Day Spa staff can restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. Select from the one-day or many holiday packages. Lilia Day Spa can create something special for her. A gift certificate is ideal for Christmas and shows her you care. 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson. Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa 13 years in a row.
Newteek Boutique and Four Men on Exchange on Pendleton Square have great new arrivals. Perfect for tailgating, refreshing your home decor, leveling up your fashion, and so much more. While you're there, be sure to check out our new fall and holiday decor items, women's boutique clothing, and gifts. Shop for yourself, a friend, or a head start on your Christmas list. It will be here before you know it. 122 East Main Street in Pendleton. Thanks for shopping at Newteek Boutique and Four Men on Exchange.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
We don't whisper opinions. We deliver them at full volume.
They do not know how to whisper.
105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Eggs Up Grill, get in touch with them. Love the catering they're doing. And, you know, a lot of times you'd say their main business might slow down after football season, all the tailgate stuff they did. Or right now, the Christmas season, because, you know, schools are out, so the university's not ordering as much. Now those teams are still ordering. And with maybe dining halls closing, whatever, they might be doing more of that. So I imagine that's happening there. The other thing is that people are having Christmas parties right now. And if you got to have a breakfast, lunch, or, you know, a lot of people are going to lunches right now. And rather than doing it at night, you got kids, you need to go over and do that. Hey, get the box lunches and get the platters for lunch, or get the salads that they have there for lunch. Those box lunches are awesome. With the wraps and the salads and the sandwiches, they'll do a great job for you in Clemson and in Seneca. In the new year, you know, you got a big event coming up, you got to get it catered. Eggs Up Grill will do this for you, and they'll do a terrific job. I wanted to show Sam during the break what a bottle of Mercurochrome or methylate looks like. And there's a meme that says it's got a picture of the old orange and red bottle with the old dabber thing, whatever that thing is, and just dab everything on it. I don't know why you had to touch it either. Like, you could spray it on, like, you had to take this thing and put it inside your cut, inside the nerve endings of the cut. And the meme says, you could have literally severed an arm in the 70s, and your mom would have slapped some of this stuff on your bloody nub and then sent you right back outside. That's what mercurochrome methylate was. It was the wonder drug. Now, the issue that most of us in our 50s have right now is PTSD from mercurochrome and methylate. Let me see. We're going to raise some money here, but let me ask Red. Red, do you remember mercurochrome and methylate? Did you ever have to suffer through this?
My mom would just tell me to drink a ginger ale. If I cut my arm off, she'd say ginger ale.
Ginger ale.
It tasted good, I bet.
My mom would pour the ginger ale on me. But no. Yeah, how about that, man? I didn't realize that's the case.
Hey.
Ginger ale cured it.
Oh, huh? Yeah. Ginger ale cured everything back in the day.
I love it, man. I love it. All right. Hey, I'm excited. We're raising money right now. You have picked out three families, and we're going to go to SundayDinnerWithATwist.org to donate. That's easy. I'm going to tell you how you can do that in a second. Also, you guys are teaming up, and we're teaming up now with Oasis Hope for Children, a nonprofit agency that licenses foster parents for local DSS, foster children to be placed in. Red, first and foremost, tell me about how you selected these families, and there's some just some heartbreaking stories out there that we're going to try to make Christmas just a little bit brighter here this Christmas season.
Yes, sir. So we went through, you know, my wife is in the school, the Greenville County school system. And so what we did was we went through the principal and asked them, you know, who needed help. And each family has been vetted. And we decided on these three families. There's many more families out there. And then with Oasis, you know, Sam's story is the foster care system story. I mean, we adopted Sam, but it's still the same thing. And me and Cassandra were thinking that, you know, where would Sam be at if it wasn't for organizations like this or people like Cassandra who, you know, stepped up and went and got Sam from his situation. And like foster care with giving these kids some hope, man. And we're really excited about it because of the fact that we're going to be able to raise money for more kids instead of just a family. These Oasis will be able to go out and buy a whole lot more gifts for more kids. And we're so excited for that.
I was reading all the material in prep for it and the families of what we're doing and what Oasis does. And, you know, you talked about it before that you just don't know what somebody's been through before. And so one of the families raising money for, their moms and dad had passed away from drug addiction. And now the father's battling alcoholism and addiction, obviously, that started at an early age due to the trauma that he had had. But through all of that, when asked, they just said, you know, let's get this little boy help to make his Christmas brighter. And you know, I think about all the useless stuff I have in my home, all the useless little pieces of plastic that we've got thousands of around our house. And we're one of those, man. One of those little dinosaurs, one of those little robots, you know, one of those little cooking sets, one little baby doll would make someone's Christmas. And so that makes you feel good about it, for sure.
Yeah, and that young man, Mickey, he's on the path of getting his life back together.
Awesome.
And what happened with him was, he decided that this is what he wanted, to be back with his family. So he went to a treatment center. So the wife has been, all the bills have been coming on her for the time that he went to treatment. And then he's got his life back together. His wife has accepted him back in the house. He's got a great job with a local tree company here in Greenville called Carson Tree Company. And he's working hard and he's trying to get everything together. But while he was out, everything got behind. But he needed to do that so he can move forward and get his life together.
Well, for the great news there is, because it's a 7-year-old son, the great news there when I read about it was that the wife welcomed him back. And so you know, she's welcoming back her husband. But in this case, a 7-year-old gets a dad back in the house. And that's so much better than having to go through the fostering system and being taken away from family. So a dad is back in a house right now, thanks to the rehab and all that they're doing.
Yes, sir.
That's absolutely fantastic. You know, the other thing that kind of broke my heart is that when I was a kid and my kids do it, and everyone, like when you get clothes or something, like I wanted the football, man, the football helmet, the basketball, the baseball.
Yeah.
And then somebody would give me like a shirt or a you know, some sort of jacket or something. I'm like, oh yeah, well, I didn't even think about it. But yet, like that's so important. One of these families you talked about, when they just need coat, need shirts and pants and socks and socks, because they're wearing pajamas to school often and they're wearing the same clothes multiple times a week. And so, certainly Sarah and Dylan could certainly use that for sure.
Yeah, and then Mickey, we decided to do something a little different this year, because last year when we did the Christmas with the Roar, we bought all the toys for these kids,
yeah,
and we took all the toys to the family, and we were giving the kids the toys, and I happened to look back, and the mom was crying,
yeah,
and I was like, are you okay? And I took her outside, Mickey, and she talked about how she was so happy and grateful that we were doing it, but it also hurt her because that's what she was supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
And so what we're going to do this year is we're going to divide the whatever we raise today, we're going to divide it into four, and then we're going to give them gift cards and let the mom do the Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
And so it just means so much more, because it ain't about us.
Right.
We don't need any recognition for it. We just want to let the moms enjoy giving their kids Christmas.
That's incredible. I am on the site right now. And by the way, you're giving to these families, and you're also giving the money we're raising now to this Oasis of Hope for Children, for the fostering.
Yep.
There. You go to SundayDinnerWithATwist.org. You click on the donate, and it flies to it, and you can put in your contact information if you like, your debit card, credit card, savings account, checking account, PayPal, or Venmo, and do this. My only question I have there, Red, is do you want to put other and a dollar amount in there, or will it the $50, $100, $250, or $500 on that, will it just go to this for the thing, rather than sleeping bags or meals?
No, what we've done is we've cleared that account just for this.
Okay.
So good. That account is everything that we raise in that account today is going through the four.
So click on any of those dollar amounts and go that route.
Yep.
Which is great. It's simple. It's great. It feels so good to give. And I can't thank you enough for coming on with us this morning. In our next segment, we're going to talk to Allie, who's going to tell us more about Oasis Hope for Children. And
yep.
I'm gonna leave you with this, Rhett. I don't get to see what you see, and we're gonna start doing more of that with Drake, and volunteering more of that. But the one time that we went to a fostering class, we were gonna go be foster parents, and then we found out that Sunday before we're supposed to have our big in home study where someone comes and looks at our home and all, we found out that Meredith was pregnant with Drake on Father's Day. Oh, by the way. But with that said, it's heartbreaking. You don't want to take these kids from the families. You want them to be with the families. But I remember this. The one said that a police officer said, when you get your foster kid, don't put their clothes in a washer or in a washing machine, because it's going to have meth in it and it's going to ruin your washing machine. And so just go buy them brand new clothes the second you pick them up.
Yeah.
And then he told some – I'm not going to get into some graphic stuff he told online about the abuse that was going on. But
– Oh, yeah.
I mean, but – that's what you see, and that's what people are dealing with right now. And meanwhile, we're talking about a way to help out a little bit here today. So,
yes, sir. And I'm just so excited because I don't know if anybody knows what it's like to not get Christmas, but I do. I remember, watching my friends ride the new bikes and playing in the yard, and my mom couldn't, because my dad died when I was 14, but my mom couldn't afford Christmas all the time. And my dad was an alcoholic, and he spent his money where he wanted to. And, some years we just didn't get anything. And so I'm just so thankful that these kids are going to be opening up Christmas presents.
Couldn't imagine. I'm going to leave you on a light note, all right?
Yep.
My friend Jim Davis, youngest of either 10 or 12 kids, He talked about how poor they grew up. And he said, he jokes that one year on Christmas, somebody asked, hey, Dad, one of the 10 or 12 brothers and sisters he had asked, hey, what are we getting for Christmas this year? And he said his dad went out on the front porch. He lived in the middle of the country. Went out on the front porch, shot the shotgun off, said, I just killed Santa Claus. We're getting nothing this year. Anyway.
Well, hey, let me tell you what that my mom did. One year, we're sitting there, and I said, what are we going to get for Christmas? And she said, go hit that light switch. And it came on. And she said, there's your Christmas present. You got lights.
Good stuff. Let's make it a better Christmas for those out there. SundayDinnerWithATwist.org. Click on the donate page. We can't thank the listeners enough for that. Red, thank you for doing this, man. Thanks for letting us be involved with it, because it's a pleasure for us to be involved in this thing.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mickey.
All right, buddy. That's a good friend, Red Martin. SundayDinnerWithATwist.org. And then when we come back, I'm going to tell you a little bit about Oasis of Hope for Children and how you can help out in this giving season. Sam, it feels so good to give. It just feels awesome to do that. So let's take a short break. We'll come back. Paul Strelo is going to join us as well at 8:05. I want to do the Paul Strelo moment of let's talk the secondary at Clemson football, Paul. All right. Oh, man. Do we have to? That might be Paul's reaction. Do we have to? Yeah, we have to. Love to have you come back. Appreciate you listening this morning. Appreciate you giving this morning. Much more to this.
The Greenville Winter Invitational returns Sunday as the Cincinnati Bearcats take on the Clemson Tigers in a basketball clash between two marquee programs. It's a highly anticipated nationally televised matchup featuring a surging Clemson program and a tradition-rich Cincinnati team. Tip-off's at 3 p.m., and you can score tickets today at the GSP International Airport box office or Ticketmaster through game day while supplies last. Clemson versus Cincinnati in the Greenville Winter Invitational, Sunday at 3 p.m.
Behind these doors lies an incurable disease. Your off-road parts and accessories. We'll customize your four-wheel drive. Clemson Four-Wheel Center. Clemson Four-Wheel Center.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Injured at work? You don't have to face it alone. At Smith Jordan Law Firm, we fight to get you the workers' compensation you deserve. Medical bills, lost wages, and stress. Let us take that burden off your shoulders. With years of experience and real results, Smith Jordan Law is here for you. Call us today at Smith Jordan Law Firm at 864-343-2222 or visit smithjordan.com. Smith Jordan Law, protecting injured workers every step of the way. We are local attorneys with a proven track record.
One size doesn't fit all. Don't make a mistake you'll regret for the rest of your life. Get the plan that fits you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want a potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have two-stall, three-stall, and four-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersLeap.com.
If you need expert tree care, call Franklin Tree Service, your trusted partner in the upstate, for top quality tree work and more. From safe tree removal to trimming, stump grinding, and emergency storm services, Franklin Tree Service has you covered. Their team of certified professionals is committed to enhancing your landscape one tree at a time. The best prices around, reliable service, and fully insured. Franklin Tree Service is your go-to for all your tree needs. Call them today, 864-947-9065.
Keeping your commercial roof in its best condition keeps your business running. Adams & Co. understands how important your business is to our community, your family, and your employees.
Whether you have shingle, silicone, TPO, metal, or a bitumen roof,
we not only repair current damage and leaks, but can also offer a free roof inspection to help catch small issues before they become a big problem. 864-260-0080. Call Adams & Co. for all your commercial roofing needs. Adams & Co., making a difference one roof at a time.
This Sunday, the Clemson Tigers are taking the short drive up I-85 to play a neutral site contest against Cincinnati in the Bon Secours Arena in Greenville. A tough Big 12 opponent in Cincinnati, and with this being the final non-conference game of the year, the Tigers look to make a statement with a win. Broadcast begins at 2:30 with tip-off at 3. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Network.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day. From our Roar family to yours, thanks for being with us all year long.
Hey, buddy. Happy holidays.
I got you something for Christmas.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. We're privileged this morning to try to help and to be a part of a really good cause, and part of that is Sunday dinner with the twist.org and raising money for these three families you talked about. And the other part of that is that they've teamed up, and we're teaming up with Oasis of Hope for Children, a nonprofit agency that licenses foster parents for local DSS foster children to be placed in. And Allie Bragdon from Oasis of Hope joins us now. Good morning, Allie. How you doing this morning?
Well, good morning. I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for inviting us today.
Well, we're so glad to have you with us. I learned so much. Again, I've had a little bit of experience in the fostering. We went through fostering classes, and I was telling a story before the break. You might know, but we were going to foster, and then we found out on the we were supposed to have our in-home inspection of our home on a Wednesday. That Sunday, we found out we're pregnant with our first child. So. We didn't think we were going to be able to have one. Now we have two beautiful children. But it was heartbreaking to hear some of these. Well, something I didn't know, Allie, and I want you to explain this to us. November, December might be the busiest times of year for removing children from homes. Is that the fact? Did I read that right? And any reasons or any, I guess, a bunch of factors why?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest reason why is, of course, if you think of children in foster care, you're thinking about children who have been abused, abandoned, and neglected. And if you're thinking about November and December, I mean, we're thinking about two very difficult financial months for families, which would bring in the neglect and, you know, possibly abandonment and abuse, but also just huge, very difficult mental health months. So I think those are two of the biggest reasons we see the influx of children during November and December.
Here's something. One factor, I want to talk about these two factors and let you speak to this. One I was very aware of, and one I was not. I was very aware of that oftentimes siblings are split. And that's heartbreaking to me. That really just, I couldn't imagine that aspect of that. The other one that I was not aware of is that oftentimes when they're taken from these homes, that this time of year they leave behind their toys and games or bicycles or clothes oftentimes, and so we need to restock that and give these children some hope in this great time. But if you can, speak to those two factors in this time of year and why that's so important.
Sure. The siblings being split is very difficult. I mean, I think of my own children, and we have six adopted children and some biological kids. We have lots of children, but I can't imagine. We have 10 altogether, but I can't imagine them being split. Like, but also, if God forbid my children were to come into care, who can take 10 children, right? Like, it's that's a very hard ask, and so that typically is why siblings are split. That odds of them being split increases as their age increases. I think a lot of families think, oh, I could take two preschoolers, or, you know, I could take maybe two elementary. But when we talk about teens, people are so scared of teens. And I like to remind people, you know, teens like to sleep in, so they're not normally, you know, they're not normally waking you up in the middle of the night, and they can buckle themselves in the car. So, I mean, there's really great things about teenagers that we're not thinking about. But I love my teenagers. So, and I do think that so many of us think they must come with, you know, we have this illusion in our head, like they have this garbage bag of things. And the reality is that so many children coming from neglect in South Carolina, I'm pretty sure this statistics rings true, is 65% of the children that come into care come in as a factor of neglect. Now, there may be another factor, but that is the one of the factors. And that means that they may not have things, or DSS deems their things, you know, not able to be brought. You know, maybe there's a bug infestation issue in the home, or, you know, we've had kids, we've taken in a child from a house fire. There just was nothing for the police to even grab. There's other issues where it's a domestic violence situation. And so to remove that child as quickly as possible out of a violent situation, you don't have time to grab their belongings. And so what I love to tell people is, you know, just imagine for 3 seconds that you're parted from your cell phone. And we're having panic attacks. And these children leave everything. I mean, they leave their family. They often leave their siblings. They leave their schools. They leave all their friends. They typically leave the one teacher that they trusted to tell what was going on. And so often it's the teacher, that mandated reporter, that reports the situation so that DSS and the police go out and figure out what's going on. And so anyone that they trusted, anyone that they knew, and everything that they loved has been left behind. And we see these children often come in. We've had a kid in 32 degrees weather be delivered, a two-year-old delivered in nothing more than a diaper, wrapped in a blanket, because DSS had no clothes for that child. And that was the situation. And so, you know, and if you can imagine for a minute, you know, our foster parents, who, you know, are wonderful, wonderful human beings. And I get that not everybody is meant to be a foster parent, but I love these opportunities because it reminds us that everybody can do something. And restocking closets of foster parents is a huge thing, because that two-year-old in a diaper, that foster parent that received that child, I believe it was like 11:30 at night. You know, now you're trying to figure out, and understand that we knew the child was two, but does that mean the child is like wearing an 18-month clothing, or is it 2T, or is this a big child? Like, you know, kids come in all shapes and sizes, and we don't often know a size of a child until they show up. And if they're not wearing any clothes, now you're guessing. And I've taken a child to Walmart and just been like, okay, let's try this shirt on. Okay, that doesn't fit. We need to go up a size. And so, you know, and it's hard. It's harder the older they are, and it's harder the closer we get to Christmas, because, of course, we will accept that. We will place children. We placed children on Christmas Day last year. Last year, between the week of Christmas, we placed 9 children into our Oasis of Hope homes throughout the state of South Carolina. And those were 9 children that didn't come with enough belongings, and they came with absolutely no Christmas gifts.
Heartbreaking.
And so now it's very heartbreaking, and it's a huge job for foster parents to now not only supply the basic needs, but also try to give them some kind of Christmas joy.
Well, the one word that struck with me there was trust. If you think about, you know, I'm thinking about socks and shoes and all, and you're talking about the mental aspect of all this, and someone, so few trust they have, and so few people, and that's taken as well. I'm going to tell folks how they can donate. I want you to tell folks about Oasis of Hope for Children, what you guys do, and how people can get involved in your organization.
Main goal is to wrap completely around every child who is abused, abandoned, and neglected. And what that means is, from the very beginning, we provide parenting classes and therapy services to keep children out of foster care. When they come into foster care, we have licensed homes that will love and care for these children. We provide belongings as necessary. We provide Christmas gifts. We've already provided Christmas gifts for over 150 children, and we'll continue to do so until Christmas Day. And then we provide wraparound services. So just like you said, trying to build back that trust through therapy services while they're in care, and then working with their parents so that if they are able to be reunited, then we provide those wraparound services to continue to provide therapy as they are reunited with their family. Or if they're adopted, we continue to provide therapy services so that those adopted children can continue to feel safe in their own homes and experience there forever.
I think that's amazing. You think about this for a second, and this is something I learned about. Like fostering to adopt is a path a lot of people do. On the true fostering and going back into the home or getting back to the biological moms and dads, there is it's crazy. Like, you know, at times we are a better situation for you in many ways, but the goal is we want mom and dad to do that. And to be that's so much more natural. And that's what the kids would want too. And even though financially it might be better, and it might be, but the goal is like, let's get these kids back. That to me is as unselfish a giving, knowing that you're gonna miss them, you're gonna love them, but we want them back, and we want the moms and dads to get better and the homes to get better.
Absolutely. The number one goal of foster care is always reunification.
Yeah.
We can
yeah.
in any way help, you know, do that in a healthy manner. We need to do that as a state.
Yeah.
We need to build up our families in such a way that it is safe to reunify, and it is safe to keep children in their own homes when at all possible. And so we're such, you know, we're just so privileged to be able to partner with DSS on both of those aspects.
Well, I know you've seen it. It's like oftentimes those foster parents are loving those kids, and that's got to be hard. Like, they're going to go back. They're going to be split from their foster child. But again, that's the goal. Like, that's amazing. Amazing to me.
It is complete and total heartbreak, but it is absolutely worth it to have loved a child and to provide for a family during that time of need. I say all the time, you know, Oasis of Hope is different because my husband and I founded Oasis of Hope as 20-year foster and adoptive veterans. We know the pain of saying goodbye. There is true, incredible amounts of grief. And you don't always agree with the decision to reunite or to, you know, or the kinship provider that the child's going to, or when they made the decision, or how long this child has languished in the system. You don't always agree. But there's one more child who needs your love and your care. And so I always say you dry your eyes.
Yeah.
You say your prayers for that child, you change the sheets, and you know there's another one coming.
Yeah. What do you guys need at Oasis of Hope for Children?
So our biggest thing at this time of year is Christmas. Christmas is coming. We have, we've gotten sponsors for all the children currently in care, but that, of course, takes immense amounts of time and effort and gathering those presents and delivering them. And so at this point, what we do at Oasis of Hope is we change over to gift cards. And so any donations that we receive from today, that's what they will go to. We will help to provide those families that take in children at Oasis of Hope between now and Christmas Day. And actually, we typically go until about the week after Christmas, depending on the generosity, to be able to provide those families just a little bit more financial support to be able to give some Christmas joy. Because after Christmas, it gets hard for kids too, of course, because a lot of times they have to leave any Christmas presents that they received. And so we want to be able to help that way. And so we do that through gift cards that they're able to go and get things at Walmart or, you know, Target, just their local, you know, superstores. And so that's where the money will go to. Of course, you can donate also at oasisofhopesc.com is our website. We also have a great memorial fund there that helps to provide for kids to get into activities if you're more of an activity person, to help kids to be able to pay for, you know, gymnastic lessons or a band instrument or, you know, we had a great teenager who came in and we were able to find him a home so that he can continue to play football in his own high school where he, you know, he was a starter. You know, you don't want to leave that. If you've earned that right to be a starter on your football team, you know, and he was looking forward to going to, to college on a scholarship. You know, that is all at risk if you have to change schools. And unfortunately, in South Carolina, we don't have a standardized high school curriculum. So if you leave from Greenville and go to Charleston, the high school changes, and then you are at risk of not being able to graduate because the high school curriculum is so very different and the credit system changes. So being able to keep kids in their own schools is huge. Yeah. So there's lots of different things. You can help to license a foster parent. You can help to keep the kids in their activities. Or like I said, right now, just so desperately helping to provide some Christmas joy for children is so much appreciated. These kids have no idea.
I got to hit a break, but I want to tell you, thank you for letting us team with you guys today. Sunday Dinner with a Twist and Oasis of Hope. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas to you, and thank you for doing all you do, for sure. Thank you, Allie.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
You too. Allie Bragdon from Oasis of Hope. Go to SundayDinnerWithATwist.org to donate today to that cause. Hour number three with Paul Streetle after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Onward Golf Cart is now available at Golf Cart Service in Spartanburg. This cart has the history of having superior design and performance compared to regular carts. These are the carts used at resorts, RV parks, beaches, and golf course neighborhoods. Dream up your cart design and let Golf Cart Service build it for you. Golf Cart Service.